话说呢，中国有一条河。
As the saying goes, there's a river in China.
叫黄河。
And that is the Yellow River.
在河的旁边有一条川。
There's a village adjacent to the river.
村民呢，喜欢呢把他们的厕所建在河的旁边。
The village people like to actually build their toilets close to the river.
但是呢，这边的小孩呢，也有一个很顽皮的行为。
But there's also the kids actually have some naughty behavior.
就是怕他邻居的厕所退在河里面。
And that is actually take that toilet and actually push into the river.
有一天某一家的小孩呢就带他的同学回家。
And one day, a young person actually, a little kid actually brought a friend from to the home.
他们呢就把家里面的厕所一推，推进河里面。
And actually, they just take the toilet in the house and they push into the river.
第二天，他爸爸就问这个小孩。
The second day, The father asked the child,
儿子，昨天是不是你带你的同学把家里面的厕所推进河里面呢？
Yesterday, did you and your friend push the toilet into the river?
这个小孩听了以后呢，就没有出声。
After the child heard the question, he did not say a word.
那么他爸爸就开始讲了。
So the father started saying,
美国第一任总统华盛顿
The first president of the United States, Washington.
他小的时候瘫痪，把家里面的樱桃树啃下来。
So when he was young, he actually naughty and actually cut down the cherry tree.
当他爸爸问
His father asked him,
是不是你把家的樱桃树啃下来的时候，华盛顿很老实的就承认。
When the father asked President Washington, "Did you actually cut down the cherry tree?" The Washington answered honestly and said, "Did."
他爸爸不单只没有惩罚他，还要称赞他是一个老实的小孩。
Not only did the father not punish him, but also praise him as being an honest child.
所以这个小孩听完以后呢，他也很老实的告诉爸爸，是我把家里面的厕所退。在推进河里面的。
So after that, the child also honestly said, "Yes, it was me. I pushed the toilet into the river."
结果爸爸听了以后很生气，一巴掌打在他的儿子的脸上。
After the father heard that, he was very angry. He actually smacked it right on his head.
那么这个儿子就很不明白的，就望着爸爸问：“ so, 为什么你打我呢？”
So the child was very kind of surprised. He said, "How come you hit me?"
爸爸说，因为华盛顿横这个樱桃树的时候，他爸爸不在树上。
Because he said, "With the cherry tree, the father wasn't in the tree."
Okay.今天我要讲一个题目呢，就是撒谎的题目。
Today's topic is about lying.
我们生活在一个可以说是双重标准的世界。
We live in a society so-called having double standards.
一方面，你希望人很老实的对待你。
On one hand, you want other people to be honestly dealing with you.
但是呢，你也不一定很老实的对待人呢。
But you don't necessarily being honest with when you're dealing with others.
就好像这个爸爸一样。
Just like his father.
他希望呢，他儿子很老实的把真话告诉他。
On one hand, he actually wants his son to actually be honest with him.
但是另一方面呢，他是误导他的儿子，以为呢他会原谅他。
But he also was misleading his son, so have his son thinking that the son would forgive him.
第九节我们今天看的就是不可做假见证陷害人。
The verse that we look at today is, "You shall not give false testimony against your neighbor."
So,以我们今天呢，希望通过这卷圣经里面呢，去了解，就是讲真话的重要性。
Through the scripture, we hope to be able to understand the importance of actually telling the truth.
其实呢，第九节不可做假见证呢，这个做见证这个字呢，是一个在法庭上面的用语。
Actually, within this verse of giving false testimony, this is actually a more of a legal terminology.
所以呢，第九节的主要的目的就是要保证我们有一个公义的一个法庭。
So the purpose of this is so that we can actually have a law-abiding society.
你一个社会，如果你要守法，你必须要有一个公义的法官。
For a society, in order to have justice, you have to have a judge who actually would hold up and actually be a fair judge.
这个就是在出埃及记23章1到3节呢，讲到这个法官他不必须要是按真理跟公平去审判。
And that is actually what's being discussed in the Exodus 23:1-3, is that for the so that you they need to have a judge to actually hold up the law based on truth and justice.
但是另外一方面很重要的，你就是必须要有一个讲真话的一个证人。
But on the other hand, you also have to have a witness who actually tells the truth.
所以呢，在圣经里面呢，做假证证呢是一个很严重的一个罪。
So within the scripture, actually somebody who bear false witness is actually a very serious crime.
在申命记18-19节说，审判官要事事的查究，若见证人果然是做假证证的，以假证证陷害弟兄，你们就要待他如同他想要待的弟兄，这样就把那恶从你们中间除掉。
In Deuteronomy chapter 19, verse 18 and 19, it says, "The judge must take a thorough investigation, and if the witness proves to be a liar, giving false testimony against a fellow Israelite, then due to the false witness, as that witness intended to do to the other party, you must purge the evil from among you."
你有没有想过，为什么一个社会需要一个公义的法律制度？
Have you thought about why actually a society needs to actually have fair justice system?
那如果我们没有法律，
Now, if we don't have the law,
人与人之间发生冲突的时候，
If there are conflicts between people,
那么你会怎么解决？
How do you resolve that?
那么你就是用你的拳头了。
And that is you use your fist.
这个就是好像有一些土人，他们就是彼此的仇杀去解决问题。 The tribal people.
Oh, so it's just like a tribal people trying to resolve the problems.
所以呢，他们就是把这些不同意他的人就把他杀死了。
So they would what they would do to the people who don't disagree with them, they just to kill them.
所以当你没有真话的时候，其实你就没有一个法治的社会。
So if you don't have truth telling words, then you don't have a law-abiding society.
你没有一个法治的社会的时候呢，其实这个社会最后就是自我毁灭的一个社会。
If this is society is not being upheld by truth, so this society would be actually would be self-destruct.
第二个原因，为什么我们需要讲真话呢？
The second reason why we need to tell the truth is
因为呢，你讲真话才有真正的信仰。
Because truth telling would actually bring us a true religion. This verse that we're studying today is not about
not limited to
telling the truth in the court of law.
其实呢，神希望我们平常生活的时候呢，也是讲真话。
And that is God wants us during our daily life that we would tell the truth.
因为神自己的本性就是真实。
Because God's true nature is true.
提多书一章二节呢，形容我们的神呢是那无谎言的神。
The Titus chapter 1 verse 2 describes our God as a God who does not lie.
神不单只他自己不说谎言，他也恨恶这些讲谎言的人。
Not only does he himself does not lie, but he also detests those who lie.
箴言十二章二十二节说，说谎言的嘴为耶和华所憎恶，行事诚实的为他所喜悦。
Proverbs 12:22 says, "The Lord detests lying lips, but he delights in people who are trustworthy."
所以呢，撒谎呢是在神的眼里面是一个很严重的罪。
So lying within God's sight is a serious sin.
我们在这个世界的，世界会告诉我们，撒谎没有什么大不了啊，也不是什么伤天害理的事。
The society tells us that actually it's like lying is not big of a deal. It's not like it actually would do a lot of serious damage.
但是耶稣呢，在马太福音里面呢，提醒我们。
But Jesus in the book of Matthew reminds us.
他说，凡人所说的闲话，当审判的日子，必要句句供出来，因为要凭他的话定你回忆。也要凭你的话定你有罪。
Jesus said, "But I tell you that everyone would have to give account on the day of judgment for every empty word they have spoken. For by your words you'll be acquitted, and by your words you'll be condemned."
撒谎呢，严重到一个地步，神说呢，如果你是一个撒谎的一个人，行不义的一个人呢，其实你跟神的关系就是隔开的。
Lying is a serious issue because when you actually have a lie, you actually can really damage the relationship between you and your God.
你会不会觉得呢？你跟神的距离是很远的、
啊、？Would you not feel that actually your distance between you and God will be further and further apart?
好像呢，你在生命里面都找不到他。
It's almost like within your life you cannot quite find it.
那如果是这样子的时候呢，你要留意，旧约圣经亚摩斯书五章二十一到二十四节里面所讲的话。
So therefore, you need to pay attention to what this says in the Old Testament, Amos 5:21-24.
神说：“我厌恶你们的戒期，也不喜悦你们的筵素会。你们虽然向我献燔祭和素祭。”我却不悦纳，也不顾你们的肥畜献的平安祭，要使你们的歌唱歌的声音远离我，因为我不听你们弹琴的响声。唯愿凭公平，如大水滚滚，使公义如江河滔滔。
I hate, God said, I hate that I despise your religious festivals. Your assemblies are a stench to me. Even though you bring me burnt offerings and grain offerings, I will not accept them. Though you bring choice fellowship offerings, I will have no regard for them. Away with the noise of your songs. I will not listen to the music of your harps. But let justice roll on like a river, righteousness like a never-failing stream.
神希望我们平常是怎么过生活的呢？
What kind of life does God want us to live?
弥迦书六章八节，神说：“只要你们行公义，好怜悯，全谦卑的心与我，与你的神同行。”
Well, what God says in the Amos in Micah 6:8, and that is that for us to act justly and love mercy and to walk humbly with your God.
当我们与神同行的时候，你需要过一个行公义的生活。
When we actually walk along with God, we need to live a life that actually acts justice.
那么，一个行公义的生活就包括你是一个讲真话的一个人。
A life that acts justly also includes that you speak the truth.
第三个原因，为什么我们要说真话呢？
The third reason why we need to speak the truth is,
就是因为你讲真话的时候，你才有真正的自由。
And truth telling brings us to true wisdom, freedom.
其实当你讲谎话的时候，你就成为你谎话的一个奴隶。
If you actually tell lies, you become a slave to your lie.
你必须要用更多的谎话去好像掩饰你之前的谎话。
So you need to lie more in order to cover the lies you have told previously.
你也害怕别人知道这个真相。
You're also afraid that people will find out the truth.
所以呢，耶稣曾经讲过呢，所有犯罪的人就是罪的奴仆。
So Jesus said, all who actually sin become a slave of sin.
我相信这句话用在撒谎的人身上，就是更适合了。
So this actually verse applies very much to people who lie.
所以人怎么可以从罪里面得到做这个做罪的奴仆里面释放出来，成为一个自由的人呢
？So how does one be released from this type of sin to become a free man？
耶稣说：“你们必晓得真理，真理必叫你们得自由。”
And Jesus said, "Then you will know the truth, and your truth will set you free."
在这句话里面的真理，其实主耶稣是指到他自己。
And this is the truth. What Jesus is referring to is himself.
但是当你认识主耶稣的时候，你就会行在真理底下。
So once you get to know Jesus, you will walk under the truth.
那么这个生活也包括你会是一个讲真话的一个人。
So this life that you lead would actually involve telling the truth.
那么你就会成为一个真正有自由的一个人。
And then, therefore, you would truly become someone who actually is free.
你可能听过有一个电影叫《Catch Me If You Can》。
Perhaps you have heard about a movie that's called Catch Me If You Can.
它这个故事里面是有关一个真正的人物，他的名字叫 Frank Abagnale.
This is actually a true story about someone named Frank Abagnale.
他是六十年代的时候啊，他十六岁的时候离家出走。
So he lived in the '60s, and at that time, when he was 16, he ran away from home.
那么呢，他因为没有钱呢，所以他就过着一个骗子的一个生活。
Because he didn't have much money, so he was living a life of deception.
那么呢，他是一个很聪明的骗子。
So he also is a very smart liar.
他当个飞机师。
He pretended to be an airline pilot.
他做个大学的助教一个学期。
He was actually an assistant professor, assistant to a professor for a semester.
他做个十一个月的医生，医院里面的医生。
He actually had lived in a life of being a doctor for 11 months.
在他手下的医学生呢，都说他是最好的老师。
So the ones who actually studied under him, all the medical students, thought he was one of the best professors.
因为他永远都是问他的学生，你的意见是怎么样呢？
So because he constantly asks the students, what are your thoughts or opinions?
那么他听完以后，那么你就去做了。
And he actually heard that and said, yeah, go ahead and do that.
还有呢，他当个律师。
So and also he had been a lawyer.
那如果你看过还有呢，他写过超过250万的空头支票。
So he actually had written a false check in the amount of $2.5 million.
如果你有看过他写这本书呢，他的确是很聪明的。
So if you have actually read this book, you indeed see that he's a very smart person.
他有一次在机场，他没有钱了。
So one time he actually didn't have any money at the airport.
那么呢，他就拿一个箱子。
So he actually took a box.
放在这个提款机这个 ATM machine 旁边。
So he put it right next to the ATM machine.
在这个提款机前面写着 就是就是out of service， 就是这个机器坏了。
So he actually put a sign on the machine that out of service。
那么他就站在这个相机旁边，就好像一个 security guard 这样子。
So he stood next to the machine as if he's like a security guard。
那么就那么这人全潜的时候，就拿一个信封放在这个箱子里面。
So people who deposit money would actually put the money in the box。
过了两个小时，他拿走这个箱子就有钱了。
So after two half hours, he actually took away the box. Now he has the money。
大概十一年前呢 ，Hollywood 就把他这个故事拍成一个电影，就是你见到这个。电影的照片呢
？So 11 years ago, Hollywood actually turned that into a movie, as you can see on the screen here.
很多人看完这个电影以后呢，觉得啊，他从16岁到21岁，这个骗人的生活真是太快乐、太光彩了。
So people after they watch the movie and say that the life that he actually had between 16 and 21 actually becomes a pretty glorious life.
但是呢，他马上在，只是在前年呢，2002年的时候，他在他的网站上面字字简直写，他写下这句话。
Oh, so, so actually in 2002 on his website, he actually says the following.
他告诉人，其实呢，他觉得他当时这五年的生活是很寂寞的。
So he was actually indicated that during this 5 years of that life at that time was very lonely.
他是没有朋友。
He had no friends.
因为我想这个是很可以了解，你是一个骗子，你就不能很跟其他人很接近的嘛。
So you can see that when he was a total liar, he cannot be close to anyone.
所以他简直写，他说呢，我看我的过去。是不道德也不合法，我一点也不觉得骄傲，我感到骄傲是我25年前呢改过自身。
So he actually said on the website, I consider my past immoral, unethical, and illegal. It's something I'm not proud of. I'm proud that I've been able to turn around my life around.
只有当我们说真话的时候，你才有真正的自由。
It's only when we tell the truth that we find true freedom.
那我们讲了三个原因，为什么我们要讲真话
？So we actually look at three reasons why we need to tell the truth.
你讲真话才有法治的社会。
So speaking the truth would actually allow you to have a law-abiding society.
你讲真话才有真正的信仰。
So you, when you actually tell the truth, you have true wisdom, true freedom.
信仰就是。
Oh, true religion.
OK, 你讲真话才有真正的自由。
So you, when you actually speak the truth, you have true freedom.
如果你问美国人呢，讲真话重不重要？90%的人会告诉你，这个是非常重要的事情。
So if you ask any American in the society, actually, how important is that to tell the truth?99% would tell you it's important.
但是你知道，我们这个社会确实还是很多人说谎啊。
So, but you know that within a society, a lot of people still lie.
为什么会这样子啊
？So why is that so?
因为这个我们的社会不相信有绝对的真理。
Because our society does not have belief in absolute truth.
所以如果你不相信有绝对的真理的时候，那么我讲这句话对我来说是真理，对你来说可能是一个谎话。
So if you don't believe in that, to you, to me, it's true, but to you may be a lie.
所以呢，我们现在要学怎么讲真话了。
So now we need to practice about telling the truth.
首先呢，我要回答这些不相信有绝对真理的人。
So first, I need to answer those.Who don't believe there's absolute truth?
其实这个信念是一个矛盾的一个信念。
But this actually belief is a contradictory one.
因为你相信没有绝对真理的人呢，必须要相信一个绝对的话。
Because when you actually believe there's don't believe there's absolute truth, then you actually already believe this as the absolute truth.
就是你相信没有绝对的真理，是
的。Just like you believe there's no absolute truth.
还有呢，就是我们基督徒没有可能不相信绝对真理的。
So and also for us Christians, there's no way we cannot believe this absolute truth.
因为神就是这个真理。
Because God is the absolute, this absolute truth.
我们世界上面的人为什么不相信有绝对的真理？
So,
为什么不相信有绝对的真理？
Why is it that we don't believe absolute truth?
因为我们坚持相信的时候呢，我们的生活就很方便。
Because when we believe, then our life becomes very convenient.
不是因为这个事情很合理。
Because not because this is very reasonable.
那自然呢，我们今天是对基督徒来讲话呢，那么我们就先肯定有绝对真理。
So for us, when you speak to Christians, first of all, we have to establish that there is absolute truth.
那么我们怎么才是说真话，什么才是撒谎呢？
So what does it mean by truth telling and actual lying?
我们刚刚看过一段经文呢，就是出埃及记23:1-3.
So we read about the scripture Exodus 23:1-3.
我希望呢，用这三节圣经呢，告诉我们有三个原则。
So I hope to use these verses to tell you there are three principles.
第一节圣经呢，他说不可随不善谣言，不可与恶人联手，枉作见证。
The first verse says, "Do not spread false reports. Do not help a guilty person by being a malicious witness."
其实呢，什么叫谣言呢？
What does it mean by false reports?
这个就是你所讲的话是不是根据事实。
And that is what you say is not according to the truth.
所以呢，什么叫讲真话？就是你所讲的话是反映这个真相。
And what does it mean by telling the truth? And that is what you say reflects the reality.
任何话或者任何行为，不是反映这个真相，或者你误导别人的时候，其实这个就是一个谎话。
Anything that does not reflect the reality or you mislead others becomes the lie.
比方说，你可以把这个事实的部分藏起来，那么这个也是一种的谎话。
So, for example, if you actually not telling the whole truth, that is also a lie.
比方说，昨天晚上，我就是睡觉的时候睡不着，那么我就到楼下。
So for example, last night I could not sleep well, so I actually went downstairs.
那么我喝了一杯水。
I drank a glass of water.
看了五分钟圣经。
I read the scripture for about 5 minutes.
那么就上网看了一个小时。
Actually went online and actually read for about an hour.
就是那么第二天早晨的时候，我太太问我，你昨天玩了一个小时睡觉，你做了什么事情呢？
So my wife asked me, you went to bed an hour late, what did you do?
我说我喝了一杯水。
I said I drank a glass of water.
那么之后我就去看圣经。
And then I read the scripture.
那么我就停了。
And then I answered.
那我有没有讲事实呢？
Now, did I tell the truth?
有啊。
Yes, I did.
但是我没有把所有东西都告诉她。
But I did not tell her everything.
我是让他以为我看了一个小时的圣经。
Well, I tried to lead her to assume that I read a scripture for an hour.
那这个只是故事啊，昨天我睡得很好。
But this is actually a story. I actually slept very well last night.
所以当我们讲真话的时候呢，你很多时候你要把整个全个真相要告诉别人。
So when you tell the truth, you have to tell the whole story.
但是有一个原则你可以去使用的。
But it's a principle that you can use.
就是如果听这个人跟这件事情是没有关系的时候呢，你就可以选择性的把这些事情告诉他。
So if you see that there's not
that person is not directly related to that incident.You can selectively tell the truth. 那比方说我老板问我，
For example, my boss asked me,
你星期五下 下午做了什么事情。
What did you do on the Friday afternoon?
那他是直接跟我的工作有关系，我必须要把整个真相要告诉他。
So the answer is tied to my ex-work, so I have to tell him the whole thing.
但是他问我，那么你周末做了什么事情？
So he asked me what you do over the weekend.
那这个是我私人时间，他也不是直接跟这个事情有关系，那么我不需要把我所有事情都告诉他。
Now this is my personal time. He's not tied to whatever I do, so I don't have to tell him everything.
因为很多时候你帮助别人的时候，有另外一个人想知道这个当中的内容的时候呢，你有的时候要为了保密的时候，你不能把所有东西告诉别人。
So if you're actually helping someone, but yet you need to maintain some sort of privacy, so you cannot tell the whole thing.
第二个原则呢，是在第二节里面。
The second principle is actually can be found in verse 2.
不可随众行恶，不可在赠送的事上随众偏行做做见证去往正直。
Do not follow the crowd in doing wrong. When you give testimony in a lawsuit, do not pervert justice by siding with the crowd.
其实呢，这个就是告诉我们，你不可在一个群众的压力底下改变你的立场。
So this tells us that you cannot change your position based on the because of peer pressure.
我记得呢，我做工的时候发生过一件事情。
I recall that when I was working, this the following happened.
当时呢，我是在一个电力管理的部门里面工作，就energy management 的 division 里面工作。
So actually, I was working in an area that does energy management.
那么有一对从爱尔兰来的客人要来看。Demo 就是这个示范。
So, someone from Ireland want to see, come and actually see a demonstration.
那么你知道一个示范就是整个城市很多数据要放在电脑上面，你才可以见到一个电力厂是怎么管理的嘛。
So you see that you know if you actually need to do a demonstration, you need to involve the whole this number of different districts so before you can do an actual demonstration.
虽然我们一般呢就是把这个示范做好了，那么就存在一个 hard disk 里面，那么客人来的时候就再放回去，那么让他们看。
So with actually what we normally do is actually do the demo, do us set it up so that we can actually store it, and when the customer comes, we'll show that.
那么客人从欧洲来了，来了这一天，我就告诉这个负责backup 的同事，收藏这个数据的同事，那么把这个资料再放回电脑。
So when a customer came from Europe, so I asked someone who actually in coordinating that to actually pull it back from backup file to show it to them.
我的同事说，他忘记 backup。
So and my colleague said he forgot to back it up.
那么我马上告诉这个 sales 的负责推销的这个同事说，我们没有 backup， 所以不能给客人看这个示范。
So I told my the sales colleague so right away and say we wasn't backed up, so we cannot do the demonstration.
这个同事他说。很简单，你告诉这个客人，这个 hard disk 我们掉在地上，所以现在没有 demo 给你看了。
So it's very simple. You just tell the customers that you dropped the hard disk, so now we don't have a demo.
那当时的压力是很大的。
So there was a lot of pressure at the time.
因为我这些工程呢，一个工程可以通常是5到15年的时间的。
So, because this sort of project lasts from 5 to 15 years.
所以呢，如果你掉了一个工程呢，就影响不单只是你个人的工作，这是全个小组里面的人的工作也影响。
So, if you actually lose a contract, you can affect not only your project but also other people.
但是呢，我心里面就求神给我力量。
So at that time, I asked God to give me the strength.
就是我客人问的时候，我就要老实的把这个事实告诉他。
So the customer asked where I have to tell him the truth.
来了以后呢，我也不知道我这个 sales 的同事讲了什么话。来了以后，他们也没有问我要看这个 demo。
So I didn't know what my sales colleague said, but when they came, they didn't ask much.
我们只是坐下来，我拿一个笔，就在这个外包上面，就是解释我们公司的产品就是这样子的。
So when they came, I just used a marker and describe on the whiteboard what the products are like.
我们不可以因为群众的压力改变我们的话。
We cannot change our words based on the peer pressure.
最后一个原则是第三节。
The last principle is actually verse 3.
这边说，也不可在赠送的事上骗惑穷人。
And then it says that do not show favoritism to a poor person in a lawsuit.
其实这句话的意思就是你的真理不会因为环境会改变的。
And that is what it means is actually you cannot change what you tell the truth based on the circumstances.
我们现在呢很流行的有一种道德叫 situational ethics.
So this is there's something very popular these days and it's called situation ethics.
他的意思就是在不同情形底下，你就讲你的道德会变化的。
So that is to say, under different situation, your ethics can change.
所以呢，他们会讲一些他们说 white lies, 就是白色的谎话。
So what they say is actually refer to white lies.
他的意思就是，如果你为了一个更大的好处。那么你讲这些谎话，其实没有什么不对啊。
And that is to say, it's you can go ahead. It's okay to lie for greater good.
但是圣经说，就是你希望去帮这个穷人，你也不能够讲一些话是违反真理的。
So scripture said, even though if you're trying to help the poor, you cannot say a lie to and have conflict with the truth.
有些人他以为，那么为什么圣经称赞这个？约书亚记里面的拉合呢
？So somebody said then in that case, how come we need to actually the scripture say good things about Rahab that talk about in the book of Joshua?
他不是撒谎救了这个两个探子吗
？Did she not lie so that she can help the two spies?
其实圣经没有称赞他撒谎。
So actually, the scripture did not praise her.
Praise her for her lying.
Or praise her for her lying.
他是称赞他的心。
The scripture praise her because of her faith.
所以呢，他撒谎这个罪，其实他还是需要耶稣基督的赦免。
So actually, the sin of her lying is still needs to Jesus to forgive her.
所以呢，我们圣经其实很简单告诉我们，你讲的真话就是要。反映这个事实。
So the scripture tells very clearly, whatever you, what the truth you say has to reflect the truth.
不会因为群众的压力改变。
We cannot change because of peer pressure.
也不会因为这个情形，这个 situation 改变。
And you also cannot change because of the situation.
为什么我们人会撒谎呢？
Why do people lie?
因为我们以为呢，这样子做就没有人知道。
Because we think that when we do this, nobody would know.
但是圣经告诉我们，神其实知道每一件事情的。
But the scripture tells us that God knows everything.
我们为什么撒谎呢？
Why do we lie?
因为我们觉得撒谎没有什么大不了。
So because we didn't think that it was much of a big deal to lie.
但是神说，我厌恶奸诈的人。
But God said, I detest this sort of lies.
我们以为我们撒谎的时候呢，我们会得到我们旁边的朋友呢，的许可。
So we think that when we lie, we'll gain the approval for the ones around us.
但是你没有想过，当你撒谎的时候，其实你就成为你这谎话的一个奴隶。
So, but you think about it, it's when we lie, we become the slave of ours.
唯有当我们诚实的面对自己。
The only when we actually honestly face ourselves.
当我们诚实的在神面前承认我们的罪。
Only that when we are honestly admit our sin in front of God.
接受主耶稣成为我们的救主。
And accept Jesus Christ as our Savior.
我们才有真正的自由。
So that we would actually have true freedom.
因为真理必叫我们得以自由。
Because the truth shall set us free.
我们一起祷告。
Let's bow our head and pray.
亲爱的天父。
Dear Heavenly Father.
我们知道你是一个无谎言的神。
Because we know you are God with no lies.
所以我们也希望我们过一个生活是不说谎言的。
So we also want to live a life that is without any lies.
但是在这个世界上面确实很困难。
But when we live in this world, it's difficult.
我们会受到外面的压力。
We receive a lot of peer pressure.
我们也有内心的引诱。
So we also have temptation in our hearts.
但是我们求神你给我们力量。
But as we ask the Lord, we ask that God would give us strength.
就是按这个真相去把这个话讲出来。
So that we would tell the truth tell the words according to the truth.
因为这样子做的时候，我们就有真正的自由。
So because when we do that, we will have true freedom.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督名求。
Listen to our prayer in Jesus' name.
Amen.